You're listening to Encounter, a daily podcast of sacred and mindful meditations to help you encounter the divine presence of God throughout your day. Have you ever heard the distant cry of a pack of wolves howling under a bright full moon shining in a clear night sky? Well, if you're locked inside a mountain cabin curled up under a blanket, the howling can be beautiful and mesmerizing. But if you're in a tent, curled up in a sleeping bag, the howling can be a little haunting. They howl to communicate, to find each other, and to tell other wolves that this is their territory, so stay away. But do you ever feel like wolves are telling you to stay away? Hungry wolves howling for a meal that's maybe in your direction? Well, the theme of this meditation from Psalm chapter 59 is safety, protection in the strong arms of God, care in His loving kindness, and safety as you rest in the territory of His fortress. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and a space where you can feel safe. Consent to surrender this time to God's Spirit and Son. Just deliberately focus and reflect on the Word of God in the context of the love of God. Start by listening and responding to this prayer from Ephesians chapter 3. And just respond softly, Heavenly Father, You are my fortress. I want you to know all about Christ's love, although it's too wonderful to be measured. Heavenly Father, You are my fortress. Then your lives will be filled with all that God is. Heavenly Father, You are my fortress. I pray that Christ Jesus and the church will forever bring praise to God. Heavenly Father, You are my fortress. His power at work in us can do far more than we dare ask or imagine. Heavenly Father, You are my fortress in Christ. Amen. So spend a few more moments now, raising your heart and your mind towards God. Obediently pursue God's protection in prayer as the Holy Spirit prepares your heart now to receive Christ. Continue in silence as you become aware of the Holy Spirit guiding and protecting you. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and just intentionally note and let go of external concerns, outside threats. Pause here and ponder any anxieties that you may be experiencing. Don't dwell on them. Just simply note them for now. As you note each fear or worry, surrender each to the Spirit of God and let them pass. Just scan your thoughts and emotions for any signs of fear, worry, or maybe doubt. Let each float past as you center on Christ and His care. Notice too your breathing. Don't change it or alter it. Just simply be aware of it as you center on the presence of God. Let your breathing help you maintain your intention to consent to God's care. Your mind may wander as you note your fears and worries, and that's natural. Just let the wandering be a reminder to return to your breathing. And perhaps whisper the word fortress as your mind wanders. Let the word fortress be a sacred word to help you return to the presence of God. Use the word fortress. Now, in continued silent contemplation, listen carefully for the first of three readings. Don't analyze the words, just simply listen carefully for what God might be saying to you. Words from Psalm chapter 59, verse 16, from the New International Reader's Version. But I will sing about your strength. In the morning, I will sing about your love. You are like a fortress to me. You keep me safe in times of trouble. What did you hear? Where did you notice your attention being drawn? Well, begin to silently meditate on that. After pausing longer in stillness, what came to mind? But I will sing about your strength. In the morning, I will sing about your love. You are like a fortress to me. You keep me safe in times of trouble. Rest here longer in stillness as you sing inside the fortress of God. In this second reading, relate the passage to your current reality. Be aware of any feelings that the Holy Spirit is stirring within you. Notice how you respond emotionally as you listen with your heart. Listen to a wider reading from the New King James Bible. But as for me, I shall sing of your strength. Yes, I shall joyfully sing of your loving kindness in the morning. For you have been my stronghold and a refuge in the day of my distress. O my strength, I will sing praises to you. For God is my stronghold, the God who shows me loving kindness. What emotions did you feel? How did God stir your heart? Well, let your mind drift through the imagery of his fortress. How does it feel inside? Thank you. In this third reading, simply let the words wash over you, no reflection, no response. Just rest. Allow the Holy Spirit to draw you close and fill you with His protection. Just linger in this place of deep connection as you listen to a wider reading from the English Standard Version. My enemies return at evening. They howl and snarl like dogs and go prowling around the city. They wander around for food to devour, and they growl all night if they're not satisfied. But as for me, I will sing of your mighty strength and power. Yes, I will sing joyfully of your loving kindness in the morning, for you have been my stronghold and fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress. To you, O God, my strength, I will sing praises, for God is my stronghold, my refuge, my protector, my high tower, my fortress, the God who shows me steadfast loving kindness. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, return to the forest. Hear the wolves. You are encroaching on their territory, and they are hungry. Now, step into the fortress of God. How does it feel inside as the doors close? What do you see inside? What do you hear? Using all of your senses, rest here in the fortress of God, consenting to His protection and care. As you reflect it in your imagination, take a moment now to discern God's presence in your present reality. What wolves are you hiding from? Where are you running to hide? Well, rest here in the care of God as each worry passes by. Become like Christ, surrendering the cares of the world as you rest here in the fortress of His Father. As we close, don't rush off too quickly. Just rest for as long as you can, whether at the start or the end of your day, whispering, "Heavenly Father, you are my fortress." In fact, let that be the word that the Holy Spirit gives to help you return to the Lord. Fortress. Take that word with you throughout the day, a reminder of His care. And let me pray over you that you sing joyfully of God's loving kindness, for He is your fortress, a refuge in the moment of distress. And may you be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you forever. Amen. So, in the days ahead, or even in this present moment, you will face fear and a need to find shelter. But rejoice then in that fear as you become mindful of the protecting fortress of God that is yours. Also, be aware of a moment that God might use you to help protect another. Look for people in the margins, a wandering soul. How can you help shelter them from the wolves? Now take all the time that you need, but when you're ready, whether it's sunrise or sunset, expect to hear wolves howling, but then be reminded of a divine fortress that awaits you. Rest inside of it, for it's there you will encounter God.